Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mummies podcast.
Hello and welcome to the first ever podcast of Scummy Mummies. I am Helen Thorne, 34.
And I am Annie Gibson, 35. I like that we're doing our ages like we're in a newspaper article.
I know.
Like we committed a terrible crime. That's a good start.
That is a very good start. That's size 16 and proud.
So we are Scummy Mummies.
We are indeed. I am particularly scummy. And it is a delight to share this leather couch with dear Ellie, who is also, may I say, very scummy. So it's nice to be here.
You say that I'm scummy, but you've just explained that it's a leather couch, so people think that you farting is not you farting, is just my couch.
Yes,
this,
that's right.
This is DFS's finest quality couch,
that's
I'll
right.
have you know.
Any fart-like noises are purely down to the quality of Ellie's leather. So anyway, look, we should say, obviously we've said hello, our names, but just to clarify the whole scummy mummy concept, why we've sat down and wanted to talk to you today. So Scummy Mummies is about mums who feed their kids chocolate biscuits and let them watch TV.
That's in a nutshell.
A nutshell, yeah. Who don't mind eating spaghetti bolognese off the floor.
We've all done it.
Yeah, yeah. Who turn a blind eye to bogies. Aren't ashamed to go out with several forms of bodily fluid on their clothes.
Again, we've all done it, and I think that's the idea of this podcast. Is basically it's sort of a therapy session for Helen and I.
Yes,
to
yes.
Talk about the things that we feel guilty about. But hopefully, the idea is that if we sort of expose ourselves as terrible scumbags, the terrible scumbags. not to be rude to you, dear listener, but if you are a terrible scumbag, welcome. We are your people. That's what we're saying.
Yeah, sit down, have a cup of tea. Eat some biscuits that may or may not have been in children's mouths and enjoy.
Yeah, and if you're not a scummy mummy, you can enjoy it anyway because you can look down on us while
you're
listening.
That's right, yeah. Laugh, you know, and feel free to maybe pass a little bit of urine. That is fine. We're all there. We're your pelvic floor friends. Welcome. We will be laughing at our own jokes throughout. This is about us having a good time and you, dear friends.
Hopefully. As a side effect,
that's
really.
It. That's the aim. Information and hilarity.
Yeah. So I have a two-year-old boy called Charlie, and we live with Charlie's dad, my husband, Pete. There's probably too much detail already. So anyway, we live in South East London, as does Helen.
I do. I have two children, Hugo and Matilda, who are 2 and 4, and I live with their father and my husband. who I sometimes...
Sounds like that's two people.
Who I love most of the time. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful.
Isn't it?
Was that one of your wedding vows? Yes. I promised to love you for approximately 75% of our waking hours.
Yeah. Unless I am tired and you are late home from work. And
I think that's fair enough.
Yeah, that's a nice clause, really, in a marriage vow. So, yeah, there we are. So we're going to be chatting. I think that's the aim of a podcast, isn't it? Is words and mouths
that's
working together, and that's
the aim. What we're going to talk about basically is we're going to have some sort of, you know, some newsy stuff. That's going to be, we're going to have like serious subjects.
Yes.
We're going to have like news and culture.
Yes, that's it. Books. Maybe books. Art?
Art? I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Is that scummy enough? We could make it scummy.
I've done a bit of stenciling in my time. Is that art?
Oh, a sponge?
Yeah, yeah.
Sponge
and we'll be talking about sponges later. Yes. All kinds of sponges. There's that to look forward to.
Yes, that's good.
And coming up at the end of the podcast is a sort of special treat. We're actually, we're going to be doing Scummy Mummy Confessions.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. What will we say?
Who knows? You'll have to listen to the end of the podcast to find out, or just fast forward to the end. It's not radio, is it?
Yeah, that's what the computers can do these days, Ellie.
Is it really?
That's it.
It's not like a cassette tape.
No. Or a reel to reel.
Yeah.
No, we're in 2013 and we can fast forward.
Absolutely, absolutely. So there's all that to look forward to. So without further ado, let's start with our first topic. Yeah, so I say topic, it's really a segment. It's our first segment, which we're going to call Current Affairs. Because that's got sort of...
Yeah, it's very serious, isn't it? It's got some credibility.
Yeah, it's not really interesting or original.
No.
But it's weighty, it's meaty.
Yes.
But really, it could be sort of summarised as why we're hating mothers in the news this week. That's sort of topical mother hating.
Yes, that is. It's what new guilt can I bring to my handbag of feeling crap about my parenting? I'm not sure if that actually made sense, but indeed, it will be current and from the news.
It will be an affair that is current. Yes. We can promise you that much, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, because they're the affairs we have.
Don't we all? So, so Helen, what is our current affair this week? What's our hot topic?
Well, I woke up to the BBC Radio 4 telling me that if my child has an irregular bedtime, if you don't follow routines, then they will score very low on their school results in later years. So basically, if you're putting your child to bed late at night, it affects their brain development.
So this is based on what? This is based on a study, or this is based on someone just, what can I make women feel bad about today?
Yes, the University College London, in their great wisdom, have done a study on children who have a regular bedtime, and in later years they don't score as well as children who do have a regular bedtime and go to bed earlier.
What do you, did you put Matilda and I've forgotten the name of your other child?
Oh, Hugo.
That's
second
the one.
Second children. Oh, they just get forgotten, don't they? They get fed fish fingers and fluff from the couch.
Yeah. Matilda and little Dave, what time do they go to bed?
Yeah, well, yeah, I can't give you an exact figure, Ellie. I know it's usually dark and they are tired by the time they fall asleep. But no, I do try and do a bit of bathing.
Yeah.
Maybe a clean nappy.
Maybe.
Some pyjamas that may or may not match, and a few stories, cuddles, singing, and then we try and get them to sleep.
Yeah.
So the window of, say, between 7:30 and 8:30 at night. But this is not to say we don't have the occasional 11 o'clock bedtime when we fail.
Yeah. No, is that because you let them stay up to 11 o'clock, or do you just, like, you struggle to get into bed?
Some nights it's just too hard, or we may, on a very rare occasion, be at a party and take them out. And now I realise I have lessened my chances.
Oh, you've ruined them.
Yeah, that's it. I thought I felt bad about the packet of Haribo that they ate last week, but no, clearly this is what's really going to fuck them up.
This is it. They're doomed.
This is their ticket to failure.
My inability. Rip up that Oxbridge application.
That's it.
Irregular bedtimes. Yeah, I mean, I try and get Charlie down between sort of about 7:30 and 8:00, but I've never really thought about that as like an essential thing for his development. I just thought about that as, oh, brilliant, and now I couldn't watch that. Go and watch that illegally downloaded episode of Broadchurch. Not that I illegally downloaded it, which would be illegal. And
exactly. No, but in theory,
wrong.
You could be doing. Or I could just be thinking about wine for about 3 hours between the hours of 5 and 8. And the process of getting my children is the first class ticket to that glass of wine. For mummy's little relief. Not every night, only within the legal limits or recommended limits of alcohol, dear listener. But we all understand, I'm sure.
I don't know. What we're saying, this study is rubbish, basically. It's bunkum. We're saying bunkum. Just to make ourselves feel better.
Yeah, but I think it's just another one of those studies that do ring alarm bells for mothers, because there's already enough saying don't feed your kids crap, don't let them watch TV or all this sort of thing, and it's just another issue that comes up in the news that makes us feel like a pile of crap, and we don't need that, do we, Ellie? We're all trying very hard.
We're giving it a go for the most part. But I mean, what I feel like University College London, if you're listening to this, I'm sure you are.
Oh yes.
Do you know what? Why don't you, you know, cure cancer or do something a bit more?
I'm sure
you
they
know.
Are, but yes.
Well, get on with that.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
leave us
not?
Mothers alone.
Yeah. You've surely got a limited number of clipboards. Stop, you know, ticking off what time kiddies are going to bed and start, you know, do something useful. I'm sure they're really grateful
For that really learned feedback on their 5-year study.
I am a very well qualified academic scientist with my T1 in English literature from Sheffield University. I'm very qualified
very
to be an
good.
Authority on this subject.
It is very difficult, and I think if you are trying to get your kids to bed, and we all have times where they won't go to bed, that you can't feel guilty about it. I think that's what we're trying to say, is that, you know, as long as you're not feeding them heroin biscuits and making them smoke cigarettes at 2, then it's okay.
Yeah, wait till they're 4, Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean,
hold back on the A class. It's okay. But I think that has been current and a fair
yes
enough. Thank
I think
you.
We've cleared that up.
Yeah,
yes. Look forward
crack
to that
nut.
Call from the Today programme.
That's right. Helen and Ellie speak out on
on an issue they agree with about scientific study they're not really qualified to dismiss.
That's the post 9 o'clock bedtime fail.
Brilliant. Current affairs done. Helen, what's next?
Hey, it's what's on our clothes this week.
Oh, I feel like we should have a jingle. We need a jingle.
I know, we do.
If only we had any sort of musical talent.
I can see a plastic saxophone in one of your toy baskets.
All right, Ellie.
Maybe you could facilitate some notes.
Okay, all right.
Ready?
I'll play a tune and you sing over the top of it.
Okay,
it, right? You
okay,
ready?
We're riffing.
That's it's from a pound shop. That's
I think
it
a dog it. Just died.
Okay. No.
Next door dog has just fallen over.
Yeah. Poor old Wickets.
Poor Wickets.
No, right, all right. I'm going to do this jingle on my own then.
All right.
If you're not going to take this seriously.
Oh, no, sorry. I apologise.
Okay, you ready?
Here you go.
What's on our clothes this week?
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, that's it.
You killed it. In a good way.
If anyone listening is musical and would like to send us a real jingle for this segment of the podcast, we won't give you any money, but, you know, we'll
use it.
Yeah, we'll definitely use it. Royalty free. Thank you very much. So, Helen, what is on our clothes this week?
Well, because it's summer, I've had a delightful mix of sun cream, bogies, toothpaste. Oh, and my fly's undone, Ellie. Treat! Oh, it's always good when one looks down at one's trousers and discovers a window into some Marks and Spencer gold. Oh dear. Anyway, I was looking at my trousers and I'm sure that there is sun cream, toothpaste, bogies, and some milk.
Oh, lovely. Breast or?
No, from one's cow. One's cow, yes.
One has a cow now. Yes. One lives in SE23, but one has a cow, you know.
Yes, in my lovely forecourt in sunny Honoroke. Yes, I have a cow.
Helen likes to pretend she lives in Ambridge. She could get a bus to Catford in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So just so you know. I've had some lovely stains this week. I've been enjoying chocolate ice cream stains.
Very nice.
Because, of course, they're so dubious, aren't they?
Yeah,
they can be interpreted in so many ways.
Yeah, brown is just...
It's a really
It could
good
be bit. Anything, really. Bolognese, chocolate.
I think we all know where this is going.
Yeah, no, we're classy ladies. Yeah.
Blaming that sofa again.
Yeah.
So that's what's on our clothes this week. Perhaps you've had some interesting things on your clothes this week, listeners.
Yes, yeah. And do email. We have emails, we have Twitter methods of communication.
Twitter methods.
Yes, it's the new contraceptive recommended by your GP through the NHS. The Twitter method. Just talk about sex and don't do it.
Oh, that sounds great.
Oh, doesn't it? 140 characters. or less.
Then you can just get back to the wine.
I know.
Brilliant. you can tweet us. It's at Scummy Mummies. That's it. I forget that there's no .com, is it? That's just
no,
at
no.
Get or you can it. Email scummymummiespodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, and we will read those.
We will. We might even read them out.
Oh, that's a good idea, yeah. Ellie. Yeah. Look at that.
We'll see how it goes. This segment can run and run. We might even make a new jingle if it really takes off. But
yeah, what's on our clothes this week?
Ooh, oh, that was that.
Slightly atonal, but we'll work on those jingles, dear friends. Oh, I had a nice incident the other day. I left the house going to a meeting in a very nice dress. And I walked through town, I took a tube, I took a bus, I got to the meeting and then turned around and realised I had half a Weetabix smeared on my arse. And it was only a very kind Polish man who came up to me and went, "Pajama, pajama." Because and I turned around and it looked like I had done diarrhoea on myself yesterday. So that was a what's on my clothes this week highlight.
This is broadcasting gold. This really is.
I know, there is nothing nicer than one working, you know, trying to work, trying to look sophisticated, going into a meeting with some kind of poo-like schmear. It was about the size of a dining plate, dear listener, on my backside, and I don't do that anymore. As a teenager, you always used to check the back of your dress in case a little, you know, period came through. But now I don't. I rarely even look at my own face.
Yeah, someone said to me the other day, Charlie had spilled, like, the fifth ice lolly of the day down his T-shirt, and someone who doesn't have children said, "Oh, he's got something on his T-shirt." And I went, yes, he has. But, I think Weetabix on the bum wins.
Oh, that was gross. Yeah.
You get the trophy this week.
I mean, because some things you can just kind of, you know, bypass. Like, you know, snot could somehow be, I don't know what it could be, glue stick. It could be a bit of prit stick on you.
Yeah. Everyone gets a bit of prit now and again.
That was disgusting. Yeah.
Well, Kim Kardashian, you've got that to look forward to. Again, if you're listening, I'm sure you are.
She's loving it. She'll be second to download, I'm sure.
I can't wait to see that picture in Heat of her with Weetabix on her arse.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, the shame.
My Weetabix shame.
That's it. Oh, no. Or even our dear friend Catherine, Duchess of Cambridge. Will she have Weetabix on her bum?
Middleton. I think we should just call her Middleton. I don't like the royal family very much, seniors. So I just... Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is great.
Politics. Let's do some politics, yeah.
And she has intentions of water birth.
Don't they all?
Oh, I know. Bless. I know. She'll be screaming for the epidural about 3 minutes in.
Yep, I know I was. Good luck, Middleton. I really, really mean that. I didn't even mean that to sound so nasty. That sounds really horrible.
No, because we're all friends as mothers, aren't we? Really?
We are.
Sure. Oh, how we judge. Even you, Princess Pretty Pants. You're going to slit
good luck with
yourself.
Your water birth. Hope it goes really well.
Yeah.
Don't forget to tell William to bring a sieve.
Yeah. Yes.
Did you know about the sieve? Did you have a water bath?
I had two water baths in my in my lounge room. There was nothing nicer than
Well, you
seeing.
Say water birth, it was just Will in a washing up bowl, wasn't
that's
it?
Right.
Daubing you.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, just a plastic bucket that I managed to land my child into. I do remember seeing the midwife at the rear end of the birthing process just scooping the poop.
Yeah.
I really shouldn't have had that lamb shank soup the night before, but, you know, we live and learn.
God, I just had the vision of the sort of bone floating around. Yeah. Like a sort of crouton.
Yeah, that's right. Wow. Okay, we digress.
You're still with us.
Oh, hello there. Please stay. Mum, I know you're still listening.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Right, so we've done quite a lot of poo. I think it's time for our next segment.
It is. I think you should introduce this one.
All right, I will, seeing as that is what we've written down on a bit of paper. So yeah. The next segment. Now, this is our culture section.
Yes, that's right. Which should we start talking through our noses? It's
yes,
culture.
Yes, we're going to do some culture. Yeah. I can't even try and sound posh.
No,
it's just not what I'm going to do normal.
No, you're South London and I am from country Australia. So, yeah.
So you at least you sound exotic. I just sound poor.
No, I sound like I should be serving cappuccinos in the coffee shop in Neighbours. So it's not classy. It's not clever.
Whatever. So this is our culture section, which we're going to call I've Read a Book! Because, as I'm sure mothers and fathers out there will know, having actually finished a book when you've got small children does feel like a real serious achievement. So
I feel like I should be receiving some kind of certificate in the mail that I've achieved an MA. I'm sure I put more effort into finishing a book than I did with my honours thesis.
I feel like you should turn the page at the end and you turn over and you should go, well done you.
I know.
You know? Like, come on.
Cash is in for some more wine. Not that we're alcoholics.
No, let's have a little sip.
Yeah, let's chink to that.
Yeah,
right.
Very professional. Good. So, yeah, I've read a book. And this week, Helen and I have actually read the same book.
I know. How did we do that?
I really, it's a miracle. It probably won't ever happen again.
Yes.
So, Helen, do you want to explain what the book we've read is?
It is by the lovely Viv Groskop. And it's a book called I Laughed, I Cried. And it's about this fantastic journey. I'm sounding cliche already. Of a woman who does 100 stand-up gigs in 100 nights.
Which is particularly relevant to Helen and I, because how we met actually is on the open mic stand-up circuit.
Yes, in London town. We are both, we should say this from the get-go, we are both stand-up comedians and mothers.
Yes.
And scummy and and covered in other people's crap.
Yeah.
But we're both stand-up comedians and that is how we met and fell in love.
Yes, that's right. And now we're getting married and we'll see.
Pete and Will do not know about this, but
yeah, but that'll
surprise.
Be a surprise. We can say to them, oh, did you listen to the podcast? Oh, yes, it was hilarious.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you think about, it's fine.
Yeah.
So we've started talking about us instead of this book. Which,
I know.
Yeah, but anyway, so this book is by Viv Groskop. I feel like I want to call her Viv, like I know her.
I know.
And I don't.
Yeah, no, I know. She kind of feels like she meets my criteria for friends, because I have this criteria with if I can have a pint and a fart with somebody, they're in.
Yeah, yeah.
Which may or may not mean I could develop a lot of homeless male friends. But women, this is what I'm talking about, women who I can have a pint and a fart with, they're my peeps. And I feel like Viv makes that.
She would fart.
A fart and pint.
Fart in your pint, hopefully not.
Apologies if you're listening. Probably not. But yeah, anyway.
So she's got small children and she did this thing where she did 100 gigs in 100 nights. And the book is obviously about that, and there's sort of anecdotes about specific gigs she did. A lovely story of sexual harassment, which
that was a delight.
Terrified me. And it's about her relationship with her husband and how he kind of dealt with it all and how she struggles to balance. It's really... So here's my thing. So I think we really enjoyed this book.
Mm.
Now, how much of that is because it's about stand-up and, you know, we're into that? I'm thinking to people listening to this podcast who aren't stand-up comedians, who aren't particularly interested in comedy, do you think they would enjoy it?
No, what I found the most kind of compelling about the book is about very very much being true to yourself as a mother, and that real battle between providing, you know, all the motherly love and being there for your children and your husband, but also being very honest about those deep desires and need to be who you want to be. And she talks about she knew that she was about to turn 40, that she loved performing as a child, and she knew that she had to do this. And there was moments throughout the book where she thought, I've got to give up, or this is getting too hard, it's putting too much pressure on my family. But she continues, and she clearly has a very supportive family, but also fantastic determination. And I think it's a very encouraging book to women who may have that niggle, as I think we all do, about who we are after we've had our children, whether it's one child, two children, three, four, five, six, about our own identity and giving ourselves that opportunity before it's too late. That's what I kind of got out of it. And so there was moments where I laughed until I made a public nuisance of myself. and there was times where I felt that sadness and that ache about being very true to yourself and going, no, I have to pursue this love and desire to either perform. And it could be anything, but I think if you're reading it as a mother and you've had those niggles whether, you know, you want to be an architect or something like that, then you've got to give it a go. And what was a really nice argument in the thing is that she had to do it. She knew she would be a better mother for doing it, or she'd be a worse mother if she didn't. And that's quite, I think it's quite poignant.
Yeah.
Is that the right use of the word?
Yeah. Are you going to have a little cry?
Yeah. No, I'll just drink some wine. Yeah, fine.
I think I'd agree with all that. And also it's just beautifully written.
Yeah, I applaud her for it. Yeah, so I would highly recommend this book. I would 5-star this book, Ellie, out of 5.
5 stars? Is that the rating system? I like that. Yeah. Let's go with that.
Yeah.
It's original, you know, it's fresh.
What should we give it? 5 bananas. I don't know. 5 wines. I salute you, Vig Crosskop. A, because you're a very funny woman, but B, you just did it. You succeeded, and it was hard and messy, but brilliant.
It's amazing. I love the book, and I think she's amazing for doing that 100 gigs in 100 nights, because it really was. I thought, well, surely, like, she must have, but no, she did 100 gigs, and yes, there were nights where they got cancelled or she got food poisoning things, but then she'd go and do 3 gigs in a night, which is just I have to say that for me personally, that would be too much. I couldn't manage that, so that just makes me even more sort of in awe of her, really. And blimey, well done you.
We've read the book. She's done the gigs.
That's it.
Her aunt. Yes, we salute you, Vicky.
And I would say, if you are a comedian, there's definitely stuff in it. Like, there's gigs in there that she talks about that you and I have done. You know, that I was reading, going, oh God, and that guy, oh God, So there's definitely stuff in there for people. And again, I would say people who aren't even necessarily mothers on the comedy scene. Like, if you're a stand-up comedian who, you know, is a woman or likes women, not that common.
You got a 50% chance there.
I think there's stuff in here just about comedy and about that, which is good. I'm going to give it 5 stars as well.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. So is that 10 stars?
Yeah, it is. Good maths.
So, it's called I Laughed, I Cried. It's by Viv Grosskop. It's on the old Amazon, isn't it?
It is. That's how
on the Kindles.
And all good bookstores, I'm sure.
If they're still out there.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
What's a bookstore?
I think I saw a Waterstones in town recently near the Charing Cross. They sell books in there, I believe.
Probably just in Latin now.
Yeah,
it's a shame.
Right. Well, I think we've dealt with that.
That's the culture done.
That is. And now the next segment, we thought we'd call Handbag Surprise.
Handbag Surprise.
So what we thought we'd do, and dear listeners, this segment is about Ellie and I going into each other's handbag and picking out something random to chat about.
And very exciting.
As mothers out there, you would all know, who knows what's in your handbag?
It could be literally anything.
It could be.
I don't know. On a good day,
a plastic dinosaur. It could be
a contraceptive.
It could be an old banana. It could be. Well, it will be.
It could be both an old banana and a contraceptive if you're having a really bad
day. Several raisins, usually. An old lipstick.
Well, let's do it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you my handbag first. I want you to close your eyes.
All right.
Rummage. Have a little rummage.
All right. Let's
and
have
see
a feel.
What you can find. Handbag ooh. Surprise. Handbag surprise. Surprise. Handbag surprise. What's she got? What has she got? What's that?
Oh. Oh,
that's actually quite grown up. That is an empty perfume.
What? You've been doing something exciting. This is an empty perfume sample from Rituals.
That's right. I can't afford to buy perfume anymore, Helen. So I go into Rituals and I pretend I want to buy some perfume from them. Their perfume is £36 a bottle, which I think is excessive.
Number 7 white patchouli and seaweed even Ellie, very nice.
That's right.
Can I have another dip? Because
I
think this is a nice illustration of how cheap we all are.
Yep, no, that's good.
And let's see
go
what
for
else.
It.
Oh, hello.
What's we've got, that one?
What is that? That is a plastic hippo with a baby hippo attachment. And you wind it. Here, dear listener, you can hear it. I wind it. And the arms flat backwards. This is a bath toy, Ellie.
Or a sex toy. It's hard to... Oh. I get them mixed up quite a lot. No, it's a bath toy. It's a small purple hippo with a little baby yellow hippo on the top.
Rotating.
Handbag surprise!
Handbag surprise!
Okay, it's my turn. This is like Christmas, but the
it
most
is.
Shittest Christmas ever.
I know. Right. I don't want that stuff.
Okay, I'm going to put my hand in.
My bag's pretty scanty. Handbag surprise! Handbag surprise!
Or something...
What could it be?
That's... Look at that. It looks like a pair of dirty socks.
It is.
But what I like is they've been rolled up very neatly. That's parenting.
Yeah.
And I think, it's Peppa Pig.
Peppa Pig socks.
Look
Peppa
at that.
Peppa Pig dirty socks.
I'm going to give them a little sniff. Look at that. There's a bit of food stuck to one of them.
That's gross.
Filth. Worst Christmas ever.
Do you want to have another dip?
Do the song.
Handbag surprise, handbag surprise. What's inside it?
A box of matches.
Helen. I was at a barbecue, Ellie.
Even though it's the safety matches, the smoker's choice on the rocks.
No, I know,
of course you were.
I was just at a barbecue when I was out the other night with you, remember?
Yes, that's right, And I'm just going to read you what it says on the back of the box. Danger. Fire kills children. That's lovely, isn't it?
Isn't that a nice accompaniment to the polyester Peppa Pig socks?
Yeah.
A match made in heaven.
I like that they think you've got to a point in your life where you're old enough and mature enough to purchase and own a box of matches, but you've never realised that fire kills children.
No,
that's not occurred to you.
No, that's it. Yeah.
What a lovely round of what a treasure trove.
I know.
We've had in handbag surprise this week.
Dirty matches.
A purple hippo with a weird baby attached.
Could or not stimulate a clitoris.
An old perfume sample.
Oh, an old
sample
perfume
thing.
Sample, which shows Ellie makes an effort in one's...
Just sort of sometimes...
It's good to cover up, isn't it?
That's really all it is.
I know.
Well, that was very exciting. I hope you enjoyed that.
I liked it. It was a surprise and there were handbags involved.
So again, feel free to send us feedback on that. Perhaps you'd like to tell us what's in your handbag, or perhaps you'd like us never to do that again. Which is fine.
Keep it away, ladies.
Totally up to you. We're up for that. So I think we've just got time for one more segment. I say it as if there's a time, or as if we're in a recording studio rather than my lounge.
Just out the back waiting to come into Ellie's lounge room to record something new. So Ellie.
Yes, Helen. Sorry, it's my go, isn't it? The last section, as we promised at the start, this is Scummy Mummy Confessions.
Ooh!
We're going to confess to like a terrible, well, just one of many terrible parenting misdemeanours. So this week's misdemeanour, Helen, I'm going to ask you to confess to is, what is the worst thing you have allowed your child or children to eat this week?
I'm thinking, is it today? Is it today? Oh, yes. Now, the worst thing that my child has eaten today, we were at a sweet shop on the way home from swimming, because that's what we do on a Friday. We go to swimming lessons, and then because it obviously counterbalances from the swimming lesson to have the sweets, my children had a very small bag of sweets, let me just say. But that wasn't enough for my 4.5-year-old. No, she looked on the floor for more sweets and ate them off the floor. So that was scummy. Yeah. And yeah, I can't blame her because everyone loves sweets, but that was gross.
We've had a similar experience this week where Charlie had an ice cream and he inevitably sort of dropped it on the floor in the garden, like on the deck in the garden. And he sort of knelt down, and as my husband put it, like the Pope kissing the ground when he got off a plane, he started licking the ice cream on his hands and knees off the deck, and it was very unpleasant.
Yeah,
that was pretty bad.
See, I think if we just do a slight segue back to the bedtime, see this is good stuff. We're allowing our children to eat things off the floor, hence building up their immune system. And yeah. Sometimes I think there should be some kind of app that counterbalances the scum, you know. Like, you know, we may let our children eat chocolate biscuits and icing directly from the bowl, but we read occasionally. We do books. Surely there can be some kind of balance out that we can kind of say, no, it's all right.
Yeah, well, you say books. I usually just flip through the Argos catalogue with Charlie. Yeah, quite yeah. Likes
the Octonauts magazine is a world of literature.
It's very, very cultured. Five stars.
Next week it'll be Peppa Pig magazine.
Do you get the Animals magazine ever? Charlie likes the Animals one, and it comes with these horrible little plastic like because it's really super cheap, right? Because it's like one item. So you get these like plastic hamsters, which are both frightening and a choking hazard.
Oh, very nice. So, a nice combination. Yeah.
No stars.
I do like the BBC endorsed ones, but usually I go for the cheap-ass ones too, because they have,
As I say, the Argos catalogue, they don't know the difference, really. No, surely not. Do you know what I mean? Flick over to the Bob the Builder page and they're brilliant. Yeah, yeah.
Again.
Yeah. That can
show me your bill.
That gets you through upwards of 3 hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
so
good.
So many pages. That's it.
Charlie also did recently, which you witnessed, he also ate an entire pink fondant pig from his birthday cake. Mm. Just sugar, just food colouring. Yeah. Scoffed it down like it was smack. It was, yeah.
And who could blame him, really?
Really, yeah.
I have to confess, I think it was my 4-year-old daughter who force-fed him. Here, Charlie, eat the pig. No, eat the pig, Charlie.
It was a bit Lord of the Flies.
It was.
You know, whatever. Yeah. They're still alive.
They were outside. So that kind of balances out.
Yeah, exactly.
Surely, yeah.
And as I say, if I can just get to the end of the day and think, my child is still alive, that's a good day, right?
I think that's something we should all feel very happy about. Yeah. That we have alive children and asleep. Because we are recording this, dear listener, quite late at night because all three children are asleep in their beds.
Yeah, one of them just above us. So I feel like it's added like a little layer of a frisson to the whole thing. He could wake up at any moment.
Yes, you may have to do the mad dash to do the pat and the feed. So yes, we've made it through without children waking up or added to our bodily fluids on our on our clothes.
Again, I call that a success. I give us 5 stars. I'm going to stop saying that. It's getting stupid.
Well, I think that's probably been enough from us, dear listener. We would love to hear from you at our Twitter thing, at Scummy Mummers. I am not very technical, Ellie. You probably maybe.
No, I'm like you. I want to say it feels like there should be another word after Twitter. Our Twitter
at Scummy Mummies.
And that's mummy with like two M's and an I and an E and an S, not a Y. We're not morons. No. So Scummy Mummies.
Correct spelling.
Correct plural. Thank you. Or you can email us at scummymummiespodcast@gmail.com.
And join us again for more scum, more mum. Information and hilarity, I think that's the theme.
That's information and hilarity. I like that. I like that a lot. That's the tagline. Thank you so much for listening. And, we'll see you. We'll see you. We'll hopefully...
Well, if we stalk them, yes.
Yeah. Feel free to stalk us.
We're in South London. Yeah. Usually at Sainsbury's.
or in a wine bar. Yeah. Or, you know, just buying wine at Sainsbury's.
Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh.
Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.